This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm
going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and our Periscopians that are following along, and Facebook Live. Thank you for everybody chatting on Facebook Live. Sorry if we haven't responded to some of the stuff that was being said. Somebody said, calm down on JaVale grandson. That man's grandson. Oh, is that you say calm down, Jamel?
No, thank you. Leave JaVale alone.
Calm down, JaVale. That would be Matt, I'm assuming. Keselowski will win in Atlanta next week.
I'm a BK fan. I like Brad Keselowski.
I can see it.
I don't know, man. He hasn't been driving up to par recently.
Collins not even a starting quarterback in NFL. I agree, but he will be starting. He will be lucky to get offers. He'll get an offer. Yeah, come on. In the quarterback situation now today,
exactly.
He'll get an offer
somewhere.
I was
finna say, have you not looked at the landscape of quarterbacks in the NFL? I think we could get a tryout to play quarterback in the NFL.
The Hornets are like a JV high school team.
Oh, no.
They're
better than that, but they're not a championship team.
Right. Greek Freak has taken a few L's lately. He has.
He misses Jabari Parker, man. Yeah. Jabari Parker took so much pressure off him.
And then Norris Cole. I'll give you Norris. Norris Cole was a – but he has
– you got to give him – damn, you got to give him Mario Chalmers.
To do what? Made them better?
Made them better. Taught them how to be professionals. Taught them how to win.
Yes, and they're the one who's in the league right now.
Because LeBron James makes guys that aren't that good look better than what they are.
All right. Okay. I can see what you're saying, but all right. But moving on to – let's go into cash money players of the week this week. I've got a couple. Not sure if you do. I know you probably do. You usually got a couple.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money. All right, this week's cash money. You got any?
Kurt Busch, three-time runner-up in the big race, finally pulled it out. Only led one lap of the race and was the most important lap, the final lap. Way to go. Shout out Stewart Haas Racing. They making the decision to go to Ford look really smart for them right now. That's who I got this week. Only one on this list for this week.
All right, I've got a couple. I got five or six. Wizards beat the Warriors 112-108. John Wall, 19 assists and 12 points on Tuesday to beat the Warriors. The Glamazon Beth Phoenix for going into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. Class of 2017. Congrats, the Glamazon.
I saw that. Way to go, the Glamazon.
Yeah, she definitely deserved it.
The Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
She wasn't that bad looking either.
She's great looking. She is married to Edge, in case you didn't know. They live in Asheville.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, they're married. Got second kid, I think.
I heard Edge had another. I just didn't know that was.
Yeah. They're married. So now both of them is in the Hall of Fame.
Dope.
Way to go.
Dope.
Blake Griffin, 43 points versus the Hornets. CP3, 15 and 17 assists against the Hornets.
No turnovers.
Yep. DeAndre, 20 and 19 on 9 and 10 shooting.
I didn't talk about him.
The Clippers just confuse me, though, man. They really do.
Yep.
They don't confuse me.
They confuse they me. We'll exactly see come playoff.
We know they yeah. are.
I know, man, but gosh.
Yep. What could have been? This will be the last go for the,
oh,
all
this
of
is it. This is it.
OJ, Made in America wins Oscar for Best Documentary. Congrats,
I didn't hear
there.
Anyone thank OJ. Where's the love for OJ for being an ass clown and providing us That's with all true. This great film material?
Theater. All this great theater.
We know the situation is messed up, but thank you, OJ, for being an ass clown.
And then...
I hope some of the royalties went to the Brown family and the Simpson family, by
I
the
hope
way.
So. They should have.
And if some Goldman also.
Right.
I mean, the Brown and the Goldman family. I'm sorry. That's the Simpson family. No, the Brown and the Goldman family. Please.
Also, Kurt Busch for winning the Daytona first career Daytona 500. Washington's woman basketball player Kelsey Plum becomes all-time women's scoring leader, passing Jackie Stiles.
That's another person I don't want to play basketball with. You a ball hog. Just want to shoot all the time. Let somebody else shoot, damn it.
And lastly, Isaiah Thomas scoring 31 points against the Cavs last night as the Cavs beat the Celtics beat the Cavs 103-99.
And he is rapidly climbing up one of my favorite players to watch list too, man.
Oh, he's up.
Isaiah Thomas on TV. I check it out. Cool. I'm not a Boston fan, but that little kid be getting bucket.
Cool name, by the way.
Isaiah Thomas. You know how he got named, right?
Yeah.
His dad lost a bet.
Lost a bet. Because I think his dad hated Isaiah Thomas. Yeah, his dad hated the original.
His dad was a Laker fan.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So, anyway, yeah. But he is one of the best players.
I don't know. But you know what? I don't know if he's the best point guard in the East, though.
No, he's right there, though.
I think John Wall is the best point guard in the East, right?
I
don't
that.
Look at Isaiah like a point guard, though.
Me, yeah, just he's a scoring. A
but today, this is the day of the NBA.
It is. Exactly. It is.
I mean, there's no more CP3.
It's CP3.
Now, wait, hold on. Lorenzo Ball, I think, might be that tight.
CP3, you got Rondo, you have a Mike Conley. Now, he's even scoring.
Mike
he's
Conley's
even,
put on
Yeah, he's
show,
even putting
man.
Up points.
But if you're going to be effective guard in today's NBA, you better be able to get
but put the ball in the basket.
You can't
yep.
be Rajon Rondo
right.
out there.
And that's why he doesn't last now. That's why he's
that's
not.
That's why
yeah.
he can't play.
That's why he can't. Yeah.
He can't shoot.
I need a point
you
guard.
Be able to score.
I need a point guard who's going to be able to come back at Russell if he scores on me. or Curry.
Or Kyrie Irving going crazy. My point guard, just like last night, Kyrie had a great game. They were going back and forth one point in that game.
So I need an Isaiah
I
Thomas
to
come back.
Some buckets.
To come right back at him.
Because they don't hand check. And with all these wing shooters, the lane is wide open.
Yep.
You got somebody who can handle the ball, they're going to live in the paint.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, we didn't – some of the big games real fast I'll go through for this week, NBA, Warriors at Bulls tonight. Friday, Raptors at Wizards, Cavs at Hawks. Saturday, you got Clippers at Bulls, Grizzlies at Rockets. That's a big game. Grizzlies and Rockets. Sunday, Pacers at Hawks, Warriors at Knicks. Monday, Heat at Cavs, Warriors at Hawks. Rockets at Spurs Monday night. Celtics at Clippers. Mm. You know, that's a big one. Monday night's got some good games. Wednesday, Jazz at Rockets, Pistons at Pacers, and Celtics at Warriors. So you get Isaiah against Steph next week.
That should be fun, man. But, you know, it's not going to be Steph guarding Isaiah for the most part. They're going to ask Klay Thompson to run with Isaiah Thomas. And they're going to have Steph either running with Bradley or Marcus Smart.
That's very true.
They kind of protect Steph on defense.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, because he's asked to do so much on offense. He has to handle. Mm-hmm. He has to create. Klay on the offensive end, stand still, run off
yeah.
screen.
Yeah.
Especially now without KD, you don't have to do a lot more
exactly.
Steph
so
running.
We need your energy on offensive end.
We're going to need more MVP Steph.
We need that two-time MVP to reemerge again.
Yep.
Start shimmying on folk.
Yep.
Because the one-time MVP Steph was there with Kevin Durant. Now we need the two-time MVP.
Yeah. So going to college basketball scene, NC State lost to Clemson last night, 78-74.
Hey, man.
So
what
sad.
A disappointing season for the Wolfpack.
Godfrey will coach in the tournament, but that is it because unless he wins the whole thing. I'm going to name some coaches. Tell me what you think or who should take the job. Yeah, it's been a very disappointing season. Great freshmen coming in and nothing to produce. Is NC State a great job?
Absolutely. ACC, and you're coaching against four legends. You got a chance to coach against four legends every year. North Carolina is a hotbed for college basketball. They just need to get somebody that can make kids believe that NC State is the place to come. And you get a chance to be on national TV competing against Duke, competing against the Carolinas of the world, competing against the Louisvilles of the world, competing against the Virginias. You're going to get a lot of TV time. They just need the right guy that has the gift of gab.
Well, the good thing is, and also a lot of people don't remember, we do have two national titles.
Exactly.
It's not like we don't have national titles here.
I mean, one of the most famous underdog stories of all time come from this school. One of the most memorable names out there as far as now with cancer, but as far as coaches, and Jim Valvano is affiliated with this program.
Not just that, one of the greatest players to ever play basketball, David Thompson.
Check this out, fellas. The other night, and I'm usually up on top of my 30 for 30s.
Yeah.
I watched that for 30 for 30 for the first time few nights
83?
Ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Survive really Advance.
Good. Yep.
It was a soft. Damn good. Damn good.
That's one of my favorites I've ever seen.
It was.
But NC State, and not just the national championships, say what you want. Some of the best players to ever come out has been at NC State.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the 80s, man, Fire and Ice, Chucky Brown, Charles Shackenford, Chris Washburn, Tom Guglielmi, Vinny Del Negro,
Chris Corciani.
Julius Hodges. Yeah, that's Fire
and
Ice.
Rodney Monroe.
That's Fire and Ice.
Yeah.
That's Fire and Ice.
That was Fire. Oh, that was Fire and Ice. Fire okay, gotcha, that's, gotcha.
Trust
okay.
me. And now you that's have my Dennis. Boys. All right?
That was when I grew, that was yeah. when I started. Like that was my yeah. close to my junior high school
yeah,
years.
That was my junior. Yeah, yeah about the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my guys. Julius Hodges, Googs. I mentioned. There's been countless
Julius,
people.
Julius Hodges. He almost came to Syracuse. Syracuse and NC State were his last two choices.
But it is we're. At one time, we had more conference championships than Duke in the 80s, in the early 90s. We had more titles than they did. We were right there with Carolina Duke in the 80s with Dean Smith and Coach K.
And well, just like Duke and Carolina, the only thing your program is missing is a coach that can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it around well, and stick.
Not
and make
just
it
a that.
Awesome program.
Not just that, though. The AD needs to be turned around. Yao's getting ready. She's got 2 years left. She's done after two more years. I wish she'd go ahead and go now. Because if you look at the whole landscape as an NC State fan, we're very happy being at the bottom of the barrel. All right, football, we're doormat. Speaking of door, Doran is our head coach, not doing anything. And we're very happy being sub 500, right? The only thing we're good at NC State anymore is bass fishing and golf, baseball. Women's college basketball has turned around. We're top 20 in women's college basketball right now. But, man, they got to make a statement with this program. It reminds me of Les Robinson days when he took over Valvano. We've been living that way for the last 20 years. And I knew when we hired Godfrey. Bad coach, but a good recruiter. We need a guy that can do X and O's. Saying that, I think it is a great place. The AD isn't good right now, so I don't know if we'll get the right person to come in this time around. I'm going to tell you a list of some names. Archie Miller at Dayton. Former player for State.
I've been hearing that name right.
Especially a former player.
Yeah.
I like when the former players come back to alma mater coach.
I don't. And to a point
it works.
Sidney Lowe has already came back. Oh, it didn't work. We've had some former players and it's not worked.
He did.
It kind of scares me about Archie Miller. And it scares me he coaches for Atlantic 10 Dayton team, but that team's in the tournament every single year. They went to Elite Eight a couple years ago. So, I don't know.
He might not be able to get the top-end recruits, but maybe he can get solid recruits that stay in the program 3-4 years.
Three, four years.
Ain't trying to rush to the NBA when there's no NBA limelight.
Yeah, not the one and done.
And he's getting paid $1 million. Ever who we hire, we still have to pay Godfrey $3.3 million, plus we'll have to pay new coach that comes in for a couple more years. So I don't know if they're going to spend the money. Chris Holtman from Butler. He's Butler's head coach.
I don't think
he was born. He started out at Gardner Webb, so
I don't see him leaving Butler, man.
Yeah, I don't either. Kevin, the big name that everybody, especially State fans, are talking about is Kevin Keats at UNCW. He's been to the tournament 3 straight years. He's been the coach of the year 2 straight years. 6 years ago, he was coaching in high school, and then he went to coach for Patino at Louisville when they won the national title. Mm-hmm. Now he's the big hot name. But the thing about him, I'm scared about giving him a program, kind of like Carolina did with Matt Doherty years ago, and he just ran into the ground.
Matt Doherty recruited well. Look what
he did,
got.
But he couldn't coach.
That was the thing.
And he ran into the ground.
Couldn't coach it.
So that worries me about Kevin Keats. King Rice from Monmouth.
He went to Chapel Hill, did he?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, he was point guard. UNC,
point guard UNC.
87
Tar Heels.
No.
Definitely not.
Right.
No. I was getting ready to say, I'm looking at that name. That's I didn't think there's another King Rice. He ain't going. He might, though. Some of these guys.
Yeah, kind of like to stay within the vicinity.
Like,
but
I wanted to come to State, but Carolina was the damn hot school at the time.
Pat Kelsey from Winthrop. No. Tom Crean from Indiana is a name I've heard.
Because he's bought out of Indiana.
Yeah, he's about done. I don't see him leaving. Will Wade from VCU head coach, the one that took over for Shaka.
Mm-hmm. I could see that working, too.
They would have to block more money. He's a Clemson alumna. LaVille Moten from North Carolina Central. I don't see him leaving. That's his alma mater. Those guys usually stay where they're at.
Shoot, money talks.
Yeah.
I can move 10 minutes up the road.
That's
10 minutes up the road.
For a few more mil. For a few more milli.
Mick Cronin from Cincinnati. I don't know if I see that one.
I think Archie Miller will be their main play. And if they can't get Archie Miller, then they'll go after the guy from UNCW.
But there's two names that I really would love to see. One, Greg Marshall, Wichita State. Give him the money.
I mean,
he's already making $3.5 million, and here's why I like him. He rubs people the wrong way. People don't like him. As they like him in Wichita State, but other coaches don't. We need somebody in this state that does that with Duke and Carolina. We just do. People didn't like Valvano.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out.
As I saw on the 30 for 30, I didn't. Yeah.
So we need that guy, but he's making $3.5 million right now as head coach there. So I don't know if
I got a great job. They're not looking to get rid of me.
The only other one I was going to mention, and we'll move on, is Chris Collins at Northwestern.
He's not going nowhere.
I know. Why not? Why not?
Why come to NC State?
You get compete in the ACC.
He played at Duke.
And you get to make a name. Dude, come on. Duke and State rivalry is not the same as Duke and Carolina or Carolina State. So, but I can see I would make a play to get Chris Collins if I was State.
I think Northwestern about to give him a fat contract extension.
That's the reason I grab him before they do. But anyway, that's the NC State talk. I'm going to move on from that. We'll see what happens. Real fast, Duke and USC is this Saturday. Who wins?
You know I'm going to say the Devils. Duke's going to be. I think Carolina's going to be tough at home on senior night.
I'm going to go with North Carolina at home on senior night. They won a close one, a nail biter, which they usually have with Duke for the most part on senior day.
You got Carolina? Who you got? You going with Duke, right?
I got North Carolina with the split.
I will never pick Carolina to beat us.
I will, man. I'm gonna tell you, really Duke has played better lately than Carolina has. Carolina's that 43-point loss to Virginia is just horrible, and they have some bad road games this year, but at home they're pretty good. I think they'll lose to Duke. I think Duke has played really, really good lately.
I hope so, man.
I could see Duke winning, which even if Carolina loses, they're still – them and Notre Dame would be tied for the one seed, and I think Carolina will have the tiebreaker. So I still think Carolina will be fine for the ACC tournament. Looking at ACC tournament real fast, Tuesday, March 7th, the tournament begins first round. The 13th seed against the 12th seed, that would be the 12th seed, 13th seed. That would be NC State and Pittsburgh. Well, we should win that game, for the love of God.
Wouldn't count my chickens.
We should, but no, I'm not. Trust me. both teams are pretty bad. 4-14 conference is not too good. But looking at that game, also you have BC will play the 10 seed. Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So Georgia Tech will play.
We got to get out of these play-in games, and then we can get to the nitty-gritty.
Well, I'm trying to see who the next team would be here. 14-11 seed. All right, that I'm skip that one. 9 seed versus the 8 seed. Right now, with Duke would be the 3. Carolina would be the 1 as of right now. So that would be
– that would be on Thursday, Wednesday or
Thursday. Wednesday, Carolina would play the 5 seed, which would be Florida State.
Mm.
That would be interesting. the 2 seed would play the 7 seed, and 3 seed would play the 6. So the 2 seed would be Notre Dame playing Miami. Mm-hmm. Virginia Tech would play Duke.
Well, we got to see what's going to happen.
As of right now.
After the weekend.
Well, I mean, not much is going to change between – well, let me take that back. Duke, Louisville, Florida State. All 11-6 right now. So and Notre Dame's 12-5. It could. Do you want to be the 2 seed or you want to be the 3?
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. You go to the other side. I'd rather be the 2 seed and play Carolina in the championship game.
If you play the 3 seed.
If I was you guys.
You'd still miss Carolina into the championship game. It doesn't matter, man. Like I said, they don't have to win the ACC tournament.
Who's gonna win the ACC tournament real fast before we get started?
I think Florida State gets hot, man.
Florida State, you like Florida State? You like your Syracuse in New York?
I like us, but I don't like us to win the ACC unless something crazy happens. But
well, who else? You got?
Probably Florida State.
Florida State. I like Florida State, but I'm gonna say Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going
to
Louisville.
That's not a bad
to
pick
win
either.
The ACC. Hopefully, NC State will get hot and win the whole thing. I don't think it'll happen. of course, you got the SEC, Big East, and we'll talk about the NCAA tournament next week. Right now, the top 4 seeds are UNC in the South, Villanova East, Kansas in the Midwest, Gonzaga in the West. Does any of the 4 of them fall out of one seed real fast?
If Gonzaga takes another L, they will.
I think Gonzaga stays unless something crazy happens.
Who should be the one to replace them?
You said Kansas. They got Kansas, Carolina, Gonzaga, and
Kansas, UNC, Villanova, Kansas, Villanova. Gonzaga.
Is the overall number one?
That's overall number one.
You could put UCLA up there if they went ahead and went to Pac-12. You can add Baylor. Baylor's been struggling a little bit, though. I think the winner would like the Pac-12, though. Arizona or UCLA. You can get one of those to West number one seed instead of Gonzaga.
Yeah, I think UCLA should be a one seed over Gonzaga. Gonzaga should be a 2 seed already. I don't see how UCLA is not the one seed.
Because they only got one loss on the season,
though. Dude, they play in the weak conference championship
area.
Play
who's put in front of you.
I know. I put them as a 2, but I think UCLA, Oregon, those Pac-12 teams, watch out for. We'll do a breakdown. We'll do a challenge. We'll do the whole challenge next week. You can join us on ESPN.com for a bracket challenge. It'll be under BSS Carolina.
We are 2 weeks from the NCAA tournament. Yeah.
We'll have to start. We'll talk about our punishments and everything else we'll do. Last year, y'all had to wear jerseys because I won. He was rocking the Romo jersey, man. I'm just saying.
This year, they're going to eat a disgusting sandwich.
All right.
I'm going to make somebody throw up on the air.
Let's go to two words. I don't know about that. Maybe some hot wings.
We got two words for you.
All right, two words. Harrison Barnes' nickname is the Black Falcon.
Didn't know.
Stereotype?
Really? Avenger. Is he? I thought that was the Avenger's name.
Not. Yeah, I think it is. No, he's just.
Where's the wings? Jack Swagger wants out of his WWE contract after both sides were way off on negotiations.
Jack who?
Yep.
Jack Reacher. Is he reaching? If he gonna get another deal?
Still there?
You're next. Johnny Manziel drawing real interest from teams at Combine.
Good luck.
I second that. Good luck, please. Next topic.
Cowboys backup. Better than
it's setting up for everything for him to be in Dallas too. Yeah. I just know. I know it.
Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon applying for reinstatement. By the way, good luck. He needs it.
Josh Gordon, more weed, because he by the time he's about to get reinstated, he'll be on more weed.
He needs to get it together. I know it's not two words, but he really does, man. He has to. He when he's in the league, he's probably top five talent-wise. Get it together, Josh.
Shaq, Amari Stoudemire says he avoided a gay teammate. Shower across the street, take a different route to the gym.
Homophobia? Amari, is there something you're hiding from yourself, homie?
Seems like it.
Yeah. You're cool showering with straight guys? Cool showering with gay guys? Are all y'all naked in the shower? Is he just going to come over and start trying to ram his meat up in you? Is that what you're afraid of? Or are you afraid that you're going to go over there and try to ram your meat up in him?
I don't get that.
Homophobia, man.
Wrong thing to say.
Come on, man. I'll say Dowd YMCA. Really? You ain't been to a Y? They have a communal shower. I mean, I don't get it. All right. It's all good. Shaq says his WrestleMania match against Big Show likely won't happen, says it isn't his fault. Big Show lost 60 pounds, too.
No big deal. Wasn't looking for that match anyway.
Yeah, me either. I wasn't really looking forward to it.
Really?
No.
I was looking forward to that, man.
Did they do that?
You ain't got nothing else for Big Show. No, you ain't got nothing else for the Big Show. Why not?
Big Show and Braun Strowman. I thought they were trying to start that up.
I don't know. It's just not that big. I mean, you know, you try and get the celebrities, and Big Show always does it. Disappointing. I want to see Shaq in the ring.
Get Yao in.
Get JaVale McGee.
Get JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee.
Substitute JaVale McGee. Let's go.
Elon Musk says company will fly two private citizens around the moon in 2018.
What? What is the cost of that?
Sign me up.
I heard this, like, Virgin, Richard Branson was trying to do that a few years ago, and he has built a ship that can get you to, like, right there.
Yeah.
To the edge of breaking the atmosphere, but it costs like $250,000.
Wow.
For one trip to get you up there.
Cena regrets ripping Rock for years after pursuing a Hollywood career. It says it was stupid of him.
Damn hypocrite.
PR move. Come on now, Cena. We know what you about.
Another movie. John Fox admitted he never scouted Jimmy Clausen before drafting him.
What?
He admitted to not scouting Jimmy Clausen.
Don't ask, don't tell. I'm pretty sure they didn't ask him. Did you scout Jimmy Clausen before you drafted him to Charlotte for the Carolina Panthers?
Like, we couldn't tell you didn't scout him. I mean,
the hell? That's what we have scout teams for.
I think that was the worst kept secret ever in in football.
My goodness.
Honey, season finale. Two people won last night, by the way.
How much did they win?
$250,000.
$250,000. Congratulations.
Each.
Well, we know one thing. If they ever get on the run from the government, it looks like they will be okay.
Congrats to my sister-in-law.
I saw it. Was a great show. Yeah. Season two. Yeah. That's my two words. Season two, baby.
All right. Well, let's move on to Bon Voyage. We got some of those for this week to send the show out with. All right, y'all going
to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, the longest running weekly episodic podcast on the airwaves right now. No, catch us on iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, the Facebook page, BreakdownSportsShow.com. Follow us on our Twitters. Just look us up. Listen to the show. We appreciate you.
And we are proudly sponsored by Deer Park, D-E-A-R. You can get your deer at this park. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. With a space in between deer and the park, so don't get it confused. We got the hyphen and everything.
So, anyway,
the whole Facebook Live and everything was cool today. Loved it.
Yeah, people loving the back of your head.
I know, you know. sorry, guys. But that was cool.
We'll have to get our intern, Sergio, to put this in a better spot.
Gotcha. That's cool. But
put it in the corner over there.
And on a side note, the next two shows, I probably won't be here. Next week, I have a job function. Good. The week after that, I'll be in Syracuse. I'll be in the 315. Right. But both weeks, I will be calling in, putting in my take on things.
I may not next week, but we'll talk about that. But definitely, we'll have you call in. 76ers, Joel Embiid out the rest of the season. So is Ben Simmons.
Process delayed, man. Process delayed.
31 games in 3 years.
Greg Oden.
And. They were talking about giving him rookie of the year.
Absolutely.
No, he's third year in the league.
Who are you going to give it to?
He's the third year in the league, though.
Well, he hadn't played his first 2 years.
It doesn't matter. You have NBA doctors. You got NBA coaches around you. You're an NBA player, and you've been in the league 3 years, man.
Joel Embiid, rookie of the year.
And he didn't play half the season.
He played 30 games. That's almost 50%.
Not playing back-to-back games.
And you see why.
He's going to get it, though. But
I mean, I like Malcolm Brogdon out in Milwaukee. He has been really impressed off the bench for them. He plays with such composure and smoothness about his game. I think he's going to be a solid pro. Brandon Ingram is starting to pick up his play, but he plays for such a sucky team. It isn't being recognized. And Chris Dunn just isn't getting any run in Minnesota.
Jeff, Matt Hardy, Maria, Mike Bennett, Drew Galloway, and Jay all leave TNA. So let the debate where the Hardys go. Knicks, Joakim Noah will miss the rest of the season.
Peace.
Definitely. Sad news, Judge Joseph Wapner died at age 97.
The original People's Court judge. He was the judge
on the People's Court.
The original reality show.
Yep.
That was the original. Yep. I remember growing up watching that.
And last but not least, Bill Paxton, Twister. You know, right now he was in the TV show, the CBS.
Was it Training Day?
Training Day. Thank you. Right, that was the name of it. He passed away this past weekend at 61.
Damn.
R.I.P., man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to these guys and everybody else. Thank you guys for showing up today. Thank you, everybody on Facebook. Thank you, Periscopians.
My face, y'all. Here's my face.
As always.
Sports is life, baby.
And you can catch us everywhere.
Side peace.